Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. It's your girl, Sienna Cruz. Welcome back to Level Up Daily Women's Motivation Ritual. Let's be real. We live in a world where social media can feel like both our best friend and worst enemy, right? It's this crazy mix of inspiration, connection, and, let's face it, sometimes just pure comparison overload. Ever scroll through your feed and feel that little pang of envy? Or maybe you catch yourself comparing your life to these seemingly perfect highlights everyone else is sharing. Today, we're diving deep into how to navigate social media with intention and awareness. We're talking about reclaiming your time, energy, and focus because you deserve a healthy relationship with the digital world, not just another one of those endless scrolls. First things first, be mindful of what you consume. Think of your feed like your personal garden. You wouldn't plant weeds, right? So why fill it with negativity or content that doesn't serve you? Unfollow accounts that make you feel anything but empowered and inspired. Seek out accounts that celebrate diversity, share real stories, and uplift others. You know those accounts that leave you feeling like, yes, that's me. Next, remember this. Social media is a highlight reel, not a reality show. Everyone's posting their best moments, carefully curated to project a certain image. It's easy to get caught up in the comparison game, but try remembering that what you see online isn't necessarily a true reflection of someone's life. Remember those old-school movie posters with the tagline based on a true story? Yeah, there's often some artistic license involved. So don't let those curated lives throw you off your own path. Speaking of your path, define your purpose for being on social media. Is it to connect with friends and family? To learn something new? To share your passions? Once you have a clear intention, it's easier to stay focused and avoid getting sucked into the endless scroll vortex. Think of it like setting a goal. Are you training for a marathon or just going for a casual jog? Your intentions will shape your experience. Now, let's talk about boundaries. Just like in real life, it's important to set boundaries with social media. Decide on specific times when you'll check your feed and stick to them. Turn off notifications that constantly pull you back in. Remember, you're the one in control. Finally, don't forget to unplug and recharge. Take regular breaks from social media to reconnect with yourself, your loved ones, and the real world. Go for a walk, read a book, have a conversation, anything that helps you step away from the digital noise and connect with what truly matters. Ever feel like you're living in an episode of The Truman Show, glued to the screen? We've all been there. Let me tell you about my friend Sarah. She used to spend hours scrolling through her Instagram, comparing herself to other people's seemingly perfect lives. It was draining her energy and making her feel really down on herself. One day, she decided to take a step back. She unfollowed accounts that made her feel bad, started following inspiring creators who celebrated authenticity, and set boundaries around her social media time. Now, Sarah uses Instagram as a tool for connection and inspiration. She even started sharing her own journey with self-love and acceptance. Her confidence skyrocketed, and she realized that true fulfillment comes from within, not from external validation. So remember, you have the power to shape your social media experience. It's all about intention, awareness, and setting healthy boundaries. Don't let social media control you. Take charge and create a digital space that nourishes your soul. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Be mindful of what you consume. Don't compare yourself to curated lives. Define your purpose, set clear boundaries, and always remember to unplug and recharge. These are the tools you need to level up your relationship with social media. Now go out there, own your digital space, and make a difference. And if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little social media detox reminder. Don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback keeps us going. Until next time, keep leveling up.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.